This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are here with Dr. George Antarasian, one of the two board-certified physicians at the Santa Monica Laser and Skin Care Center in Santa Monica, California. Dr. Antarasian is here to talk about rejuvenating your face without surgery. Dr. Antarasian, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
So tell us what factors would lead you to recommend non-surgical facial treatment over surgery and vice versa?
Well, there are a number of factors that would go into putting a plan together for a patient. First, of course, the patient's wishes are very important, the approach that a patient might wish to take. In addition, the severity of the problem would be a factor as well, with more severe cosmetic problems requiring more aggressive interventions. Also, the medical condition of the patient, whether they have any other medical problems, such as, say, diabetes or heart disease, that would be a factor as well. And in addition, the patient's lifestyle, whether they even have the time in their schedule to undergo a procedure that has downtime, or whether they would require a no-downtime approach, that's an important consideration as well. So we put all these factors together, and by working with the patient, come up with an approach that would work the best for that particular patient. The goal, of course, is to have a good result and to help the patient achieve their wishes with the type of recovery that they want to have. That's how we would approach that, whether to do a surgical or non-surgical approach.
If you would, explain what the difference is in treatment for facial skin tightening and facial skin rejuvenation.
This is something that patients often confuse. There is a big difference between skin tightening and skin rejuvenation. So these are almost definitions of terms. Skin tightening is actually tightening the skin. It requires the removal of actual skin tissue. This removal is usually accomplished with surgery. And a good example of this is a facelift, in which skin is actually removed from in front of the ear. Then the remaining skin is pulled back and stitched together. As a result, the skin is actually tighter. Facial skin rejuvenation actually makes the skin itself look better. Rejuvenated skin is brighter, smoother, less blotchy, has a more even skin color, has less wrinkles, but it's not actually tighter. And this is an important distinction. Skin that is tight after a facelift but not rejuvenated just looks like old, tight skin. And that's a very unattractive look. In fact, I would say it looks really completely unnatural, whereas today's patients really want a very natural-looking result after any cosmetic procedure.
What are the benefits of laser or light-based skin treatments, and when would you recommend them over skin treatment options?
Well, nearly always, laser and light-based skin treatments have very little downtime. And the trend today is for either no downtime or minimal downtime procedures. Patients would much rather have, say, three no downtime procedures than one aggressive treatment that has 7 to 10 days of downtime. So laser and light-based skin treatments, in addition to having very little or no downtime, consistently improve fine lines and wrinkles, improve brown spots, reduce redness, and make the skin smoother and brighter with a more even skin color. They also improve acne scars and other facial scars. So if patients have these problems with their skin, if they have aging skin that's characterized by fine lines and wrinkles, brown spots, broken capillaries, and sun damage, they will be nicely improved with a laser and light-based skin treatment. And so in our practice, we would highly recommend that they undergo these procedures.
Interesting information. Today we are with Dr. George Antarasian, one of the two board-certified physicians at the Santa Monica Laser and Skin Care Center in Santa Monica, California, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Antarasian, in 2014, the American Society of Plastic Surgeons annual report showed a large increase in non-surgical treatments and a noticeable dip in surgical cosmetic treatments. Please expand on this trend and what you foresee for the future of cosmetic rejuvenation.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And I must say, I'm not at all surprised by this report. You know, that report reflects what we are seeing in our office. The patients, more and more, they want procedures that have quick and easy recoveries. Our patients today lead very busy lives. They simply don't have the time to give up a week or more to recover from a procedure that has, you know, a week or 10 days of downtime. So that's why procedures like facelift and liposuction are less popular today than they used to be. Today there are so many non-surgical options available that it's very rare for us to say to a patient that only surgery will help them. So, I mean, you could almost contrast two hypothetical patients, one from, say, 1990 and one from today. In 1990, that cosmetic patient would probably have had a facelift and probably a peel to make the skin look better, and there was really very little else available. That facelift would have had at least 10 days of true downtime for healing. But today, in 2015, that same patient would in all likelihood be treated differently. That patient would probably have laser skin resurfacing to rejuvenate the skin. They may have a skin tightening procedure such as thermage to tighten the skin a bit. They would receive Botox to receive lines and wrinkles in the forehead or to reduce lines and wrinkles around the eyes. And they would receive a variety of dermal fillers to improve lines and wrinkles and folds in the face. And none of these procedures have any downtime. And the patients need not interrupt their lifestyles to have any of these procedures done. And so this latter approach, a series of no downtime procedures or minimal downtime, that's what patients want today. And these treatments not only have quick and easy recoveries, but I think they are safer than the surgery and the general anesthesia that was done in the past, with lesser complication rates. And also, I believe that they, when properly done, should always give a result that looks natural, unlike some of the results that we see from surgery and more aggressive procedures.
Lastly, after getting a facial treatment, what can patients do to maintain their new look and prolong the results?
Well, a good skincare program is important. In our practice, our skincare programs commonly would start with Retin A, to stimulate cellular turnover and boost collagen formation. In addition, a vitamin serum, an eye serum, and an anti-aging cream are very good for keeping the skin looking its best. A good moisturizer and sunscreen are mandatory. Just remember that ongoing sun exposure is the number one cause of premature aging skin. Botox and dermal fillers are also very helpful at reducing fine lines, wrinkles, and facial folds. And those treatments need to be repeated at regular intervals to maintain the improvement. Nevertheless, in spite of a good skincare program like the one I just described, in the Los Angeles area where I work or in other sunnier parts of the country, it's impossible not to have continued ongoing sun exposure, and therefore maintenance treatments with a laser once or twice a year may also need to be done to maintain a patient's result.
Dr. Antarasian, certainly has been good to have had you. Thanks for sharing this information per your expertise today here on eHealth Radio. If you would, tell our listeners where they can find your practice online and how they can be in touch as well.
Sure, Eric. As you mentioned at the start of this interview, I'm in practice with one other doctor in at the Santa Monica Laser and Skin Care Center. That other doctor, her name is Mary Lee Amarian, and she's my sister. This is a brother and sister practice, two board-certified physicians working in skin care. And the website is just under her name, MaryLeeAmarian.com. MaryLeeAmarian.com. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Andarajan, thanks so much for your time, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. I really enjoyed it.
And I did as well. We've been speaking with Dr. George Andarajan, one of two board-certified physicians at the Santa Monica Laser and Skin Care Center in Santa Monica, California. And once again, the website of reference is MaryLeeAmarian.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.